Recorded books and one-click digital present A Treasure Concealed by Tracy Peterson, narrated by Melissa Hurst. Chapter 1. Montana, late August, 1895. Mama? Emily Carver whispered the word as she opened the door to her parents' bedroom. Her mother looked peaceful. Her ragged breathing punctuated the otherwise silent house, giving Emily confidence that her mother was only sleeping and hadn't passed on. Closing the door with great care, Emily sighed. She knew her mother's illness was terminal. The doctor had told her father it was probably only a matter of weeks before she would die, but he couldn't tell him why. Emily felt a tight clenching in her throat. Tears formed, but she blinked them back. She would have a good cry later, when her work was done and she could slip off to be alone. All of her life she'd had to be strong, and now was no different. Her unconventional upbringing amid the mining towns of the West had taught her to be tough and fearless. Well, almost fearless. She feared her mother's death. I don't know what I'll do without her. How would she ever manage without her mother? How could she keep her spirits up without Mama to talk to? Throughout the years of her father's dragging them from one gold strike to another, Mama had always been there. And even though the last few years had proven to be too much physically for her mother to bear, Emily cherished her wisdom and comfort. It was impossible to imagine enduring this life without her. But Mama never really wanted me to continue with this kind of life. The thought did nothing to comfort Emily. Many had been the time when her mother had encouraged her to break away from the family. She had high hopes of Emily marrying and having a home, and God knew Emily longed for such things. She wanted a permanent home and family of her own more than she could express. The idea of living in one place she could call home was even more tantalizing than the idea of marriage. Pulling on an old hat with one hand, Emily carefully tucked her long single braid up under it with the other. She tugged the broad brim down low, then felt to make certain every strand of her brown hair was concealed. Next, she checked the pocket of her overly large coat to find her pistol ready for whatever need she might have. She'd killed many a varmint with it and prided herself at being a good shot. She looked once again at the door to her parents' room. Her mother slept more and more these days, and Emily knew she'd probably be back from town before Mama even noticed she was gone. Still, Emily hated to leave her. With Pa panning down at the river's edge, Emily knew he'd never hear if her mother called out for help. "I need to be two people," she muttered, and headed outside. The sun bore down, making the cumbersome coat even more uncomfortable. But Emily didn't consider leaving it behind. She had learned quickly, and at an early age, that it was best she conceal any hint of her gender and shapely figure. Most of the folks in Yogo City, Montana, knew she was a young woman, but they understood her need to be protected. From a distance, the filthy coat disguised her age and gave a rather nondescript impression. This generally kept most of the men from bothering her. Most, but not all. A great many men didn't care what a woman looked like, so long as she was a woman. Mining towns were lonely places, and women were scarce. Emily glanced down at her appearance. Her coat was only one of many ill-fitting pieces of clothing. Her skirt, under which she wore canvas duck pants rather than petticoats, was ragged and patched many times over. It had belonged to her mother long ago, but now it was one of only two Emily owned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?